I'd like now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Janet Davidson. She is director of the play The Lions that is opening this coming weekend at the Santa Fe Playhouse. And we're also joined by actors Elena Zachary and Vince Cadlubeck. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Hello. It's nice to see you again, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning.
It's great to have you back. And this play, which is opening on Thursday, the 27th of March, that's a sneak preview, and going for several weekends through the middle of April. I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen the rehearsal yet. I've read it. It is unbelievable. It is like such a challenging and hilarious play at the same time. Did you choose it, Elena?
Yes, I did. I try to stay alert to what's coming out of New York to produce here and perform in. And so I've had my eye on this for a couple of years. And it spoke to me in a lot of ways. It's very easy to reduce this. This is an urban tale, and I think part of what Janet's brilliance that she brings to it, she really is masterful at telling an urban story, and The Lions is an urban story. It would be simplistic to say this is a dysfunctional family, because it is not. Every family functions in a certain way, and it's how The Lions functions. Now, the patriarch is dying, and so everything is going to shift. And part of the amazing tale is it's hugely humorous, it's very dark, and it's how we accommodate many secrets get revealed. I don't know how many we want to talk about, but secrets get revealed as they
don't
do.
Don't want to give too
don't
much
Don't want to
away.
Give them away. And it's very hopeful. People will do what they need to do to express and find love under the worst of circumstances.
By the way, the play The Lions, it's not the animal The Lions, it's the family last name is The Lions.
Right. I don't know, maybe.
you'd have to look at the poster design for some insight around that. You know, when this opened off Broadway, which is where it started in 2011 and then moved to Broadway, Ben Brantley, I love this, in the New York Times said, "This is a savagely sentimental portrait of familial loneliness."
Yeah, I mean, I read the play and I thought, this is kind of a lesson, what happens if you make bad decisions?
It's tremendous.
Basically. And one after another, and how they sort of come together and influence one another. It's a challenging play, I would think, both to act and to direct, because it's, what's it called, stichomythia? Lots of really quick lines.
Repetition. And like, I mean, it's dialogue. It's natural dialogue. Mm-hmm. Is really what it is.
Yeah.
So you know, at first the writing, if read like a normal play, like one line, like the writing seems sort of off. But then you realize, oh, this is just a family talking. This is a family just going through their natural languages. And when you get it, you really need to be able to like get into that mode. And we've been working through that in the rehearsal process. Jenna's been good about trying to get us there. But yeah, it has been, you know, challenging, but it puts us, you know, puts all of us into the characters. You know, it's mm-hmm. been an amazing experience for me, having not worked in theater before.
Is this your first time acting, Vince?
Yeah, like on this scale. I mean, I've done like little 5-minute or 10-minute shorts, you know, with Meow Wolf, but they've always been things that I wrote or I directed. So I've never been on stage with another director with actors of this caliber. I mean, the acting is unreal to me. I feel blessed to be beside such incredible actors in this piece.
Let me say that this was the hugest turnout that the Playhouse has had for auditions, and that Janet has assembled a phenomenal group of people. Everyone is so brilliantly suited to their roles.
Well, and not only do you have to be suited to your roles, but you have to have whatever that chemistry of love, hate, or
there
or
you
everything
go.
Else is with one another.
Well, it's very interesting. This play comes on the heels of Good People for me. And Good People, when I read this play, I recognized the relationship between them. Good People is very difficult for the actors to memorize. And we were right up, Elena was there, we were right up into the line, still trying to memorize the lines. And this is written in the same style that David Lindsay Abaire writes in. It's very much, I top you, you top me. I say the same thing, which is what people
mm-hmm,
do.
Mm-hmm.
So in the process of that kind of dialogue, actors themselves end up at times a little sniping with each other because of the fear and the nervousness. And what I stand back and look at is so interesting, because they are sniping within their characters. They really are. And that's they may even see it, I don't think.
Right.
But they actually are having these little fits and these little moments that really resemble their own characters in many ways.
There is a family dynamic, and it is not a cliche to say that's what a theater group, and you know, that's what a group of actors does. And in a play as intense and as darkly funny as this, it's not surprising to hear what you have to cite. I was going to ask Vince, in your comments about the dialogue, don't you find that Nikki Silver has written every single character brilliantly idiosyncratic? Rita speaks like Rita, mm-hmm. you know, Curtis like Curtis, mm-hmm. the nurse like the nurse. It's that's part of the brilliance, is the people that he's created.
Oh, absolutely. And how, for my character, at least, I play Curtis Lyons. I'm the son of the family. And how I feel like I have the lion in me that runs through the family. I have the blood in me, but I'm also like Nikki writes Curtis so well as the black sheep, as somebody who doesn't necessarily speak like the rest of them, but still you can hear the family in his dialogue. So
well, and there are all these moments where the two children, there's the two parents, the two children, the nurse, and then one other character that's the cast, and the two lions' children, on the one hand, they're really rebelling against their parents and can't stand them, and on the other hand, they're just like them, and the way that that's written is so well done.
Well, that's what is interesting for me. For me, family dynamics is very interesting, because I think that when we can shed a light for the human condition through the family, because that's really where we learn everything, and we see this family with, I find, dysfunctional mother and father, but they're dysfunctional because that's all they've ever learned. So they're incapable of teaching anything to their children. Anything they've taught their children, they have taught through their misguided. And when does it stop? When does it finally put an end? Quite often in our human lives, we find the end ends up with bullets somewhere. The end ends up in a dramatic ending. But for our two characters, eventually, our young kids, are they're not young, but eventually they do, and we have hope that they will see an ending to this dynamic, and therefore hopefully pass a different ending on to their world.
Maybe.
No, but it's important.
Maybe is right.
we do leave with hope, because everybody really opts for how they can find real connection. Towards that end, I have been in contact with Nikki Silver, the playwright, and he was gracious and gave me a quote for our program, and I want to share it because it's absolutely what Janet is talking about. This is what Nikki Silver has written to me. People often look at the Lyons and think I'm somehow anti-family. I'm not. The Lyons is a particular family with their own particular problems, and in any event, the courage these characters exhibit as they stumble and strive, hungry for a real connection, is to me an inspiration. That courage had to come from somewhere. There's absolute hope. Maybe it's tiny, but we're left with hope at the end of the play.
Yeah, and I mean, I think we don't want to give away really too much of what happens in the play, but it is, you know, miles and miles away from being a happy Hallmark ending.
That's yes. Yeah. It is appropriate to say, I think, Mary Charlotte, that I want to congratulate the Santa Fe Playhouse. To my way of thinking, this is possibly the most sophisticated, most challenging piece of theater that they've presented, certainly in my 6 years in Santa Fe. And it is, again, it's a striving for a bigger expression and what more possibilities we can produce here to get people excited about theater.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, having seen you act quite a lot, Elena Zachary, and reading this play, I heard you speaking every line.
Is that good?
Yes, it is good. I mean, you were perfectly cast for that role, which is smart and unhappy and hilarious. And I mean, I'm not saying that you are those things, but the way it's played and so snappy and so witty, mm-hmm, it's just a... you know, a great part and a challenging part to play. And I mean, for you as director, how do you get the best out of these actors?
Well, the main thing is I have to keep them, frankly, focused on what they want, what each one of these characters want, because it is also a little bit of an uneven play. The second act is very different than the first one. Very
Indeed.
Different. And to keep that, it's a really interesting juggling act, so the audience doesn't suddenly say, what happened? Mm-hmm. I was laughing. Now I'm not necessarily laughing.
Yeah, Curtis's really dark side comes right out.
Yeah, Curtis's need to be punished is really what it's about for me. And if we keep in focus what we want, what each actor wants, I mean, Elena's character has a hole so deep in her that no amount of food, no amount of love, no amount of redecorating could possibly fill it. And so that hole, she tried to replace her whole life. Now, I think American society is walking around with huge holes in their being because they've gone to materialism, they've gone to the food, they've gone to the redecorating, the clothes, everything, to try to help that hole,
frankly, they've trivialized love in the media in a way that is so sort of horrifying that you can't even see a love story or a romantic comedy or any of those things in a Hollywood movie. At all. You have to watch a French movie or an Iranian movie or something.
Can you talk about the actors that we've assembled for this piece?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a revelation, I think, to Santa Fe.
Yeah. So it's the two of you, Vince Cadlebeck and Elena Zachary.
Right. So I'm Mom and Vince's son. And Paul Walsky is going to be playing Ben, the father figure.
Who's dying, but certainly not devoid of
humor,
life energy and humor.
Well, he finally gets to say what he's always wanted to
right.
say.
Yeah. And again, just... He is to the manor born. This is a perfect casting for Paul Walsky.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to be debuting Craig McAdams, who is a wonderful young emerging actor that I met in class. Maureen McKenna hasn't been on the stage in a very long time, but she's perfect, perfect, perfect as the daughter. And Melissa Chambers, who just appeared in the Benchwarmer series, is our nurse. I mean, we have, an unparalleled, perfect ensemble to really elevate the Lions.
The play is called The Lions by Nikki Silver, directed by Janet Davidson. We've been joined by Janet Davidson, Elena Zachary, and Vince Cadlebeck. There's a sneak preview this Thursday, the 27th of March, and the opening gala is Friday, and then the play runs Thursday through Sunday through the 13th of April. It's 7:30 in the evening, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then Sundays at 4. The Santa Fe Playhouse is on east of Vargas Street here in Santa Fe. If anybody would like to find out more information, they can go to santafeplayhouse.org. They can also call 505-988-4262.
And it is important just to note that if you are planning on attending the gala on Friday, the gala aspect starts at 6:30 rather than, and the play then starts at 7:30.
Because we feed.
Right.
The gala is right. So just
they feed.
Yeah.
This is good. Feeding is good. Thank you guys so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks so much for holding a lecture theater in Santa Fe.